Movers and Shakers. Vuka uzenzele.
Vuka uzenzele.
Movers and Shakers. Vuka uzenzele.
Vuka uzenzele.
Vuka uzenzele. Indeed, it is that time where we get to sit down with a powerhouse on our Movers and Shakers.
Absolutely, and powerhouse indeed she is. And if you don't know who we're talking about, and you're like, who is this mover and shaker for today? She goes by the name of Sekadi Phayane Shakane, who is a highly respected civil engineering executive and transformational leader with more than 20 years of experience in South Africa's infrastructure and transport sectors as a CEO of the South African Institution of Civil Engineering. She drives innovation, relevance, and social impact initiatives across the profession. She is known for her people-centered approach. Sekadi has led major public transport and infrastructure programs that have improved accessibility and the quality of life nationwide. A champion for the youth development, transformation, and engineering excellence, she continues to inspire the next generation of civil engineering leaders. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
the only our mover and shaker, Sekadi Phayane Shakane.
Sekadi, welcome to the beats.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful to be here with you today.
Yeah. No, you've done so much. I love
the
bio.
Yeah, she has.
Right?
She has done
like
so much.
A powerhouse indeed. And you don't look at age over 25.
At all. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Take us through your journey. We just want to know more about you, who you are, what's our guy, you know, and becoming the CEO that you are. You know, just give us that summary, just in an intro.
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity. As Busifine said, my name is Sekadi Phayane Shakane. Kitswa Blom.
Yes.
I was born there quite a couple of years ago, and I studied between Bloemfontein, Mafikeng, Kimberley, and Welkom. And then I studied at university in Cape Town to do my civil engineering degree.
Wow.
And I've worked in the Free State, and then I came here to work in Gauteng about 20 or so years ago.
Wow.
Or 15 years ago. And so I've been a consulting engineer. I have my master's in transport engineering. And in consulting, I worked as a transport engineer. And having worked on a lot of the transport mobility solutions in various cities, especially here in the city of Joburg. And then I did my own company for about 4 years or so. And then this opportunity came to come and lead the South African Institution of Civil Engineering, which is a 120-year-old organization. Full of voluntary members. About 10,000 civil engineers are part of this organization.
Sure.
So I've been there for about 2.5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo. You know, as I'm hearing this, you are sounding to me like someone who just knew that, okay, I am meant for this. So, but I want to know, like, what inspired you to pursue this path? What said, you know what, this is something that I can really make a difference in or an impact in?
Yeah, so we were part of that, the last remnant of apartheid. And back then, pre-democracy, my grandmother had a house, co-locationing in Bloem. And they had a bucket toilet system, you know.
Sure.
So you can imagine an old 75-year-old lady at 11 o'clock at night needing to use the toilet, going outside to the bucket toilet system, which I totally detested. And I think in my heart, I made a decision. I was like 10 or 12 or something. And I said, I will make sure that they have waterborne system, you know, in my lifetime. And then the next thing, it was democracy, and then they got the waterborne system even before I went to university. So, but besides that, I think at university, I also fell in love with transport and mobility and watching the head of households, you know, transporting themselves to work,
commuting,
being quite far from where they work, sometimes even being involved in accidents on the road, and that whole family being thrust into poverty because of one person's death.
I thought
we need to do something about, you know, safer roads. We need to do something about making sure that transport is accessible to people. in South Africa, and especially those of a lower income bracket.
Brackets. Mm. Yo, that's amazing. So you wanted to change the world. Literally.
She was moved by her environment.
I wanted to change South Africa. Yeah.
You still are changing South Africa, by the way, which is something she's currently living in,
yes.
You know, which is quite incredible work, you know. I just wanted to ask, like, you've done so much. What has been, like, the most defining
moment
or highlight of your career?
The journey, that one thing that stands
where you were like, I never thought I would do this, and yeah. Now I'm doing this.
Besides building granny toilets, flushes.
The second highlight of my career, I think, was going to Washington, D.C.
Wow.
About 4 or 5 years ago, just before COVID, actually, we nearly got locked up in the U.S. When the countries
the
were starting to.
Was starting.
Yeah. And we were presenting at the Transport Research Board our paper on gender and how women travel in the public transport system and their safety, basically, when they travel and how they experience, traveling, you know, throughout their whole day.
Wow.
We did a study on that. And I got to present that at this world-renowned conference, and I was blown away.
Wow.
And they didn't tell us, but we actually won the award for the best paper in transport policy.
Wow.
And so we went there to get the award, and that was, like, the greatest highlight of my professional career, if I can put it that way. But another one, which was a highlight that meant a lot to me, was we normally host our national awards as the South African Institution of Civil Engineering.
Sure.
And the young people, the future leaders in our institution, surprised me with the Mentor of the Year award.
Wow.
And it was just so touching for me to know that, you know, the work that I do with them, the encouragement, the shouting at them at times, that it means something, and that,
sure.
You know, I'm contributing to building other people's careers.
Well, sure, building dreams incredible. As well.
Mm.
It's all about dreaming this afternoon right here on The Beat with myself and Laura Luta alongside
Boosie
the beautiful
Finesse.
Queen, Boosie Finesse. Not just
yeah.
one queen, we've got two
queens
in
studio. Absolutely.
So we're going to go to a quick musical break. When we come back, we want to unpack what you want to bring forth today relating to psyche, right?
Mm.
And what are the current things that you're working on now
yeah.
that you want us to know?
She's like looking at me. We're waiting to hear more about
okay.
you know the world of engineering. So looking ahead, what's next for you, and what work do you hope to champion within your
organization?
Field?
Right.
Mm. So we, as I mentioned, the South African Institution of Civil Engineering, we are a voluntary association of about 10,000 members. We are found everywhere in South Africa, in the different regions. So our mandate is very clear: to advance the knowledge of civil engineering. We want everyone to know about it.
Mm.
We want civil engineering to be sexy the way that medicine
wow.
and all these other careers, like being a DJ, is sexy, and people want to do it. And so we do everything in our power, in our mandate, to do that.
Sure.
We go into schools. We mentor children. We go into all the university. I mean, there is no university in South Africa where it offers civil engineering where we are not, where we
sure.
do not have a student chapter. And we support our students as well throughout their university career. We do competitions around career guidance. We support our graduates when they graduate. We mentor them towards professional registration.
Wow.
We also host a number of webinars on various subjects around innovation and new technology that comes into civil engineering space. We are partnering with various universities. We serve on advisory councils as part of our members. I think the way my heart is right now is on advocacy. So anything that has to do with our profession, I advocate for it.
Mm.
We sit on platforms. I mean, we were at the National Construction Summit 2 days ago.
Okay.
That was hosted by the Minister of DPWI, Department of Public Works and Infrastructure.
Mm.
So we're advocating for ethics within our profession, for our engineers to act ethically, for infrastructure that lasts, to make sure that engineering departments are led by engineers.
Wow.
And also the safety of our engineers on site. I mean, I'm sure you'd have seen
yeah.
the phenomenon of construction mafia and all that other yeah. stuff. So we
Money
advocate.
Building Diwang.
I'm telling you, that is also related to ethics and ensuring that the people who do work in
the
engineering
tricks,
are actually competent
and
skilled and qualified to do it.
Sure.
So that is really our mandate. It's more for the member to upskill our members. it's for the companies who employ them that they must act ethically, and it's to influence the entire industry and ensure that, you know, engineering is sexy again.
No.
Sure.
Wow. It's beautiful. I absolutely love it. And I know that you are passionate about youth development as well and women advancement, right? Especially within such a male-dominated
industry
sector.
Yeah.
Historically.
Historically. That is changing.
Let us put it there.
That is changing significantly also. Yeah.